AM KGYM. 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class coming your way for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Coming up, we will talk about the big basketball game tonight. Drake UNI, the Drake Bulldogs, looking to extend their lead in the Missouri Valley Conference. We will kick that around. We'll talk a little wrestling with you as well coming up on the show. And perhaps the question of court storming, all that coming up on the gym class on KGYM. On a sunny but cold Tuesday, we welcome you into the gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM. That is the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and in Iowa City. You can be enjoying us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you. It is the gym class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Good show for you coming up. We have your chance to win some Rough Rider tickets, and that will be coming up before 4 o'clock today. The Rough Riders will be taking on Team USA Friday night, and we will have that opportunity for you to win coming up a little bit later on. And then during the Todd Brommelkamp show, they will have your chance to win tickets to see the World Championship Ice Racing Series, which will be coming to the Ice Arena coming up. And that is going to be January the 27th, Saturday, January the 27th. And that is going to be a lot of fun. So, they will have their opportunity to make you a winner out there coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. High school basketball coming up tonight. It'll be Jefferson hosting Davenport Central in boys play. That'll be at 7:30. Also in boys basketball tonight, it'll be Benton Community at Clear Creek Amana in the WAMAC, 106.3 FM. We'll have the call of that one coming up at 7:30 here this evening. If you want to interact with us, we invite you to do so. We love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers text line. That is also our phone line again here today. And Kyle Mann, ready to go to take your phone calls and texts. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm in a particularly good mood today.
Why is that?
Does the sun have that effect on you?
Not when it's 5 degrees outside. I'm trying to figure it out. I got to get some gas later.
It really isn't that bad. I spent a portion of the morning freeing up my wiper blades because the ice had surrounded the housing on it, and it wasn't bad out.
You got them working, though?
Got them working.
Good. That's the best part. You are now free to see as far as
a little tip.
What's that?
Pour some rubbing alcohol in your windshield washer fluid. Mix it up with that.
Really? It prevents it from freezing.
And then Rob Norton tells me there's already isopropyl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In there.
Well, yes.
Maybe not enough.
Not enough when it gets to, what, 7,000 below or whatever it's been?
Try it. It worked for me.
All right. There you go. We're not only helping you out in sports, but by golly, we're giving you tips like that. Where else do you get those but the gym class here on KGYM? Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament's going to join us. We'll talk high school wrestling. We'll talk some college wrestling. That'll be here in just a little bit. And then also on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about tonight's basketball game in Cedar Falls. The UNI Panthers hosting the Drake Bulldogs coming up tonight at the McLeod Center. And that will be a 7 o'clock game tonight on a Tuesday. And the Drake Bulldogs, like we have been talking about, the surprise team. We talked with Kevin Lehman about them. And they can go ahead and, you know, put some more ground between themselves and the UNI Panthers as far as the standings are concerned. Drake right now with a one-game lead over Loyola and Missouri State. The Bulldogs are 11-8 right now. And interestingly enough, all 10 of the teams in the Missouri Valley Conference, the highest RPI is Indiana State at 165 right now. Drake's still up there at 139. Best RPI is Missouri State, Paul Usk's team. They come in at 14-5 total, 4-2 in the league, and they are at number 60. UNI has dropped all the way down to 132. I don't know if it's a must-win tonight for the Panthers, but it's about as close to a must-win as you can get for the UNI team.
Well, I was thinking earlier today, is this a bigger game for Drake or UNI?
I think UNI.
Do you?
At home? They can still...
God, if Drake can win at UNI,
then
that would be big.
That would show that this is not just a pipe dream, that this is indeed a reality for the Bulldogs. But UNI's got their backs directly against the wall. They basically, if they don't have to run the table, they have to come really close to running the table to get the conference regular season championship and get one of those 1-2 seeds. You want to avoid at all costs playing on the first day of Arch Madness down there. And that would be the 7, 8, 9, 10 seeds going at it. And that's what you want to avoid at this point, because even if you're an 8-9, then you'd have to play, perhaps, the number one seed again in the tournament.
319-366-1600, our phone line. Kyle Mann, our producer today, and our Hertzien & Stocker Jeweler text line. And we ask you a poll question today on that subject. Emo's Hideaway poll question at kgymradio.com. Who wins tonight, Drake or UNI?
Very simple.
Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, and I think that every person that follows Kansas basketball should write me some sort of a letter, or just you know, buy me a drink or something like that, because I believe I have helped the Kansas Jayhawks this year.
How so?
Because I said that I think this is the year that Kansas can get beat.
Big win last night.
And then they go and win in Morgantown and beat West Virginia. And lo and behold, look who's on top of the Big 12 Conference. The Kansas Jayhawks at 5-1. And they got good news as one of the two players that has been sitting out there, McDonald's All-Americans, has now suddenly been cleared to play for Kansas. DeSilvo is going to be in the lineup now. He has been cleared. So that is going to be a big, big help for the bench for Kansas. And who knows? He's been practicing all year. He may just step into the starting lineup at this point. But that was a heck of a finish to that game last night in Morgantown.
Yeah, great comeback by Kansas. And I really liked West Virginia a lot. But not able to hold the home court really hurts. And as you mentioned, Kansas ascending to the top.
And some a little bit of separation. And Iowa State goes to TCU on Wednesday night, tomorrow night. Huge game. Huge game. TCU is still, even despite being 1-4 and 13-4 overall, they blaze through the non-conference schedule. One thing about the Big 12 is that aside from Kansas, the league doesn't usually play a real stellar non-conference schedule. Kansas will play a lot of biggies because they're Kansas, and they want to get them on TV a lot. But other than that, not the greatest schedule. But I think they've proven themselves once they've got the conference season going. But TCU is 1-4. They go back home to Fort Worth. Iowa State comes in. TCU has had three overtime games. They've dropped two of them. They have dropped all four of their Big 12 games by less than 5 points. They are still in the bracketology in the tournament. But they lose a game at home to Iowa State on Wednesday night to go to 1-5. You know, where do you start, you know, marking that line as far as, okay, can you, despite the fact that you won the NIT last year and went undefeated in the non-conference, does that get you into the tournament despite a really lousy conference record? TCU, I think, has a must-win tomorrow night.
Yeah, Iowa State playing pretty well. That win over Baylor on the weekend, and Lindell Wigginton, the freshman of the week in the Big 12, playing extremely well. Nick Weiler-Babb, Donovan Jackson, and the big guy in the middle. I mean, that they're coming together a little bit.
I think they are.
And whether they can play defense, limit turnovers, and continue that offensive production is the whole key, I think.
There you go. 319-366-1600. That game's coming up tomorrow night, but that is a biggie. Iowa State taking on the TCU Horned Frogs. And again, that's a 8 o'clock start. We'll have a 7 o'clock pregame for that one coming up on 1600 tomorrow night. And Texas Tech continues to roll on at 4-1. Oklahoma with Trey Young in there at 4-1. And And now West Virginia has suddenly dropped two in a row to go to 4-2 in the conference after they won 14 straight after that opening season loss to Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great. College basketball is nuts. It's crazy. You don't exactly know who's going to win on any given night, and that's what makes it a whole lot of fun. To me, anyway. To me. 319-366-1600, our poll question. You and I and Drake coming up tonight. And want to get your thoughts about that. Are you pulling for the purple, or are you going to pull for the Drake Bulldogs coming up in this one here tonight? Were you surprised that McCutchen got traded? Not to change gears suddenly and take a left turn, but...
Took a U-turn on me.
I did. Andrew McCutchen traded to the San Francisco Giants, who have now picked up Evan Longoria and McCutchen to go along with Posey and company.
I'm not surprised. I think the last couple of years he'd been rumored to be on the trading blocks, and you know that.
And the Pirates don't pay anybody.
I think McCutchen is what, 31. I think he's really got some solid years ahead of him, and San Francisco could be a player.
Yeah, if they get any pitching, that's going to be the big thing. And yeah, you know, yes. Have you heard that before? If you get some pitching, I think you're going to be okay. But that was a really big get out there. We'll talk more about this coming up after we talk with Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament and talk a little bit of wrestling. But you're intrigued by this, I know, and I was intrigued a little bit by it. But the NCAA and conferences are trying to stem court storming. There have been some incidents, including one in Ames, of a sports writer breaking his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked with that gentleman right after that. And a couple national shows talked with him as well. But there have been instances where people have been hurt by people rushing onto the court, especially after basketball games. I think football games is a little bit tougher. And for an example, Iowa, Ohio State, it was kind of a, for the most part, a pretty controlled rush, if you will, in quotation marks, coming out on the field. But the Big 12 does not take kindly to people coming out of the stands after a win. Am I right?
Correct. Saturday, Texas Tech defeated then number 2 West Virginia 72-71, and the fans spilled out onto the court. The West Virginia players apparently had a difficult time getting off the court. Wesley Harris of West Virginia struck a fan. We don't know what provoked it, but it drew a reprimand of him. Texas Tech fined $25,000 for not controlling the situation. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said the post-game environment, quote, did not live up to our expectations. We have a duty to provide a safe game environment. The Texas Tech Department of Athletics has written an event management policy, which was unsuccessful in suing the safety and security of the visiting participants. And we saw this in a game involving Bill Self. I don't remember the opponent, but Kansas had a difficult time getting off the court, and Self kind of had to fight his way through the crowd after Kansas was upset. And, you know, I'd be interested to hear what colleges have in place to ensure that safety of the other team.
Usually Texas Tech doesn't have more than 5,000 people in the arena. So when they do get a crowd like that and get a big win, crazy things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But and like I said, we can get a few thoughts now and get more after we talk to Wyatt coming up here in a little bit.
Why do fans feel compelled to leave their seats and go onto the court?
Well, it's usually the students. And, you know, for obvious reasons, A, it's a big win. B, it's your classmates that are out there. You probably know at least one of them, or at least know of them. They want to be out there, spill out onto the court, have a little bit of fun. There could have been a few libations prior to, to the ball game. Just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always happen, but there just could have been in certain instances. But, you know, it's just, I think the spirit strikes you. I was surprised nobody came on the field after the whole Viking thing. I mean, more people. There were a few. But it was mainly the media and,
they were stunned.
And other people.
They were stunned. Too stunned to move.
Too busy doing the scolding thing out there, perhaps. But
if you stormed the court, and why did you? 319-366-1600.
Have you ever stormed the court? And what made you storm the court? Basketball. Football may be a little different animal. But that's been curtailed a little bit. Of course, the Iowa Hawkeyes have had the folding goalposts now for many, many years, a couple decades at least, because they were sick of paying for new ones every time they got torn down. Of course, there was the infamous Iowa at Minnesota football game at the Metrodome that we talked about last fall, that the goalposts did go down, and a few of them even made it out of the turnstiles at the old Triple H Metrodome. But 319-366-1600, if you have any thoughts about that, or if you are a court stormer, or if you have stormed a court, and should there be a fine on it, and how does it all play out? Some of the schools, when they know there's going to be a possibility, they get the ropes out, you know, and they rope off the area around the benches. That helps a little bit.
We don't need to build a wall, do we?
Well, there is a reason the Southeast Conference has the hedges around all the playing surfaces, if you notice that, Mark, or something to deter the people. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't always deter them because they go right through them, but that is part of the reason why those are on there, on the fields and in the stadiums. I don't think...
I mean, what procedures does the Big 12 want Texas Tech and others to put into place that weren't there? I mean, okay, fine. You fine a school $25,000 for not ensuring a safe atmosphere for the visiting team, but what procedures do you want?
And
what can you do?
Exactly. What can you do? 319-366-1600. We'll talk with Mr. Wyatt Schultz coming up here in just a little bit as well.
71-91, I was in the dome the day the Hawks won the Big Ten title, and I did not storm the field after watching two guys get tackled right in front of me, but I saw Kirk. Ryan, the food delivery guy.
I saw Kirk.
Ryan, the food delivery guy. Wasn't there a time when either Duke or North Carolina pulled their starters off before the end of the
yes.
game because the coach knew the opposing team was going to storm
the
court?
That was Duke. That was Mike Krzyzewski. And probably a good move right there.
Kyle at 83-14. I would love a reason to storm the court right now at Carver.
Oh, that's, yeah. 319-366-1600. It was great to see him on Saturday, and he's joining us here.
Muscatine reaches the state tournament. Joel might even rush the court.
Joel, how you doing?
I'll be courtside, hopefully, calling the game on the radio.
There you go.
No, but it's I've stormed a court one time in my life, and it was when Muscatine beat third-ranked Iowa City West in the third game of the season, my senior year of high school.
Wow.
The Glenn Worley, Nate Kading edition of Iowa City West basketball team. But I think the thing is, I don't think it's necessarily when is the right time. I think when is the right age. I think you guys talked about it. If it's your classmates, then it's one thing. If you're running out to, like, pick up a kid who lives on your dorm floor or something like that, because these guys are also college students,
right,
that's completely different. Grown people, I think, should stay in the stands. It should be a student thing, and it should be organic. It should just be it, as the game develops. I remember Fran McCaffrey, one of his first or second years, I think it was Jared Cole's senior year, they beat sixth-ranked Purdue the last home game of the season. That is a time where it was acceptable, I think, for the students to storm the court. New energy, new coach, that sort of thing. At no point should grown adults storm the court, in my opinion. The greatest student section I've ever seen do it, though, Morningside College football 2005, Morningside's ranked fifth, facing number two ranked University of Sioux Falls. We beat them by 1 point. They fumbled at the goal line with a minute left, and our students rushed to the edge of the field, and they had made a sign before the game that said, "We're staying put because we expected this."
Oh.
They made a giant sign that said that. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, and I was in the press box coaching that game, and that was almost as impressive as my nose tackle punching the ball out of the
game. Well, congrats on both of those things, Joel. Hey, thanks, brother. 319-366-1600. That's Joel. Let's bring in Matt in Iowa City. Hi, Matthew. Whoop, let's do this. Matthew, hi.
Hey, so I've never stormed a high school game. I don't know how many people are on the court in a high school game after storming it, but the Michigan State game against Iowa last year when we beat them, I think they might have been number one in the country, was a big game. And I feel as though storming the court is just as big of a deal for the actual players as it is for the people storming it. It's got to be kind of a good feeling to know that your fans are so excited about something you just accomplished that they're running on the field uncontrollably or out on the court uncontrollably. So I think it might just be a cool moment for the players along with the fans. I don't really have a problem with older people running out on the court. Just depends how old, because you don't really want people getting trampled. But I guess those are my thoughts.
What if it endangers the other team?
Oh, we lost Matt, dropped on us, right?
I think
there.
That's the whole question.
Yeah, that's the question, and that's why they assess the fine. That's why they don't want them out there. If you have a plan in place, now look, if you're security, if you're university, if you are just the athletic department, if you are, say, what would it be? If you, for example, yes, obviously, a conference championship with a stake to go to the NCAA tournament.
What if Iowa beats Purdue Saturday?
What if Iowa beats Purdue Saturday? They should have, I'm sure they have some sort of thing in place that, okay, here's what we're going to do with 2 minutes to go. We're going to congregate right here. We're going to get our ropes ready. We're going to make sure that, you know, the team can get out to the tunnel with Purdue and or whoever it might be, and we'll go about it that way. I mean, it's got to be talked about. You're not going to have to talk about it, you know, Iowa, Illinois, or whatever like that. Or
the problem is you have some Purdue players on the floor. You have players on the bench. It's not like they're all in one huddle or one line. So I think it's more complicated. But I'm sure most schools have a plan in place, whether it's effective enough. It wasn't at Texas Tech in Bob Bowlesby's mind. So
no. And when some Colorado players get into it with fans, then you got a problem. Or anybody's players get into it with fans.
And we don't know if he was provoked.
Oh, and I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm-hmm. We've all been in that situation or seen it where, you're feeling good at that point, and your team just beat the other team, highly rated, and you're probably going to say something to one of the players from the other squad if you have the opportunity.
That takes a lot of guts, doesn't it?
In 1980, whatever, it took a lot of guts. Now it's just, well,
you
now
do you, that, you deserve now, a fist
yes,
sandwich.
And
come
now,
on.
And now you can just wait to do it on Twitter later and hide behind it. So do it both ways. All right, 327. We'll approach this subject again coming up in just a little bit. But we're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament. Talk a little wrestling, and we'll do it after this. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 till 9. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! A one-of-a-kind bookstore. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear, so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:31 here on The Gym Class, a Tuesday edition here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We're going to talk some high school wrestling, some college wrestling as well. Wyatt Schultz set to join us right now, covers wrestling for The Predicament, and we will get to him coming up here just a little bit. We got the tickets as well to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders on Friday night as they will take on Team USA, and we'll have that for you coming up here to win before 4 o'clock this afternoon. And without any further ado, we bring in Wyatt Schultz, who's a busy man right now. And Wyatt can talk about court storming. Wrestling, though, it's usually, we've had our incidents before, but, they've all turned out okay. Right,
Iowa didn't storm the court against Oklahoma State. They expected that victory, right?
Exactly. You know, that was a lot of fun. It's if people don't understand, and you know, especially like Sorensen down there with the Tech fall, Oklahoma State is so technically sound that they're really hard to score on, and to see Sorensen Tech fall somebody that's hard to score on, that was just a great match for Brandon. I just love watching that one, just for that reason, because Oklahoma State's so hard to score on. Period.
Very much so. And your impressions of not, you gave us a little snapshot right there with Brandon Sorensen, but just about the entire meet. Mark went over it last week. We'll talk with him coming up tomorrow. And by the way, Wyatt's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. But he went through it. He had a 17-17, and Iowa ends up winning by 8.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of watching that, and before the meet, I was talking to Ben Hupke, and he had it down 22-13. And you take away the point that Oklahoma State had, which, you know, because they ended up with 12, and he missed the two majors of Spencer Lee and Michael Kemmer, and otherwise he was dead on. So that was a pretty good guess. That was a fun dual meet. Spencer Lee wrestled. I actually thought he could have gotten that major. I don't know if it was sometimes you run out of gas just because of the adrenaline and the atmosphere So I don't know if that was part of it or not, but, you know, he's already a crowd favorite. The crowd just loves watching him wrestle already, you know, after two matches.
Pretty good duel. Yeah, I just thought, Wyatt, that Iowa had an extra ounce of energy across the board. I look at that Vince Turk match, and he couldn't score on Iowa, but he was constantly active and really wrestled a really good match. And I think that was true of a lot of the wrestlers from Iowa.
It really was, you know. Speaking of Turk, and if you watch that, you know, even though it was at a 4-0 match, he was still shooting with 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard to win, and like I said, Oklahoma State is hard to score on. And if you ever watch Kyle's matches, they're all 3-2 and 4-3, and kind of frustrating to watch. But Turk wrestled a great match, as well as Marinelli and Michael Kemmer, of course. And then what can you say about Mitch Bowman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 74, he did a great job. Wilkie was in that match, which is, depending on your rankings, 2 and 4. You know, it's a match that you'd like to see him win just to solidify himself in that top five. And Stoll, he's just typical Stoll, just after him all the time. Don't care for the video reviews, but...
Yeah, the video reviews kind of halted the action a little bit. But yeah, I guess it's a necessary evil in 2018, right?
Yeah, and just like your football and your basketball games, when you got that video reviews, it kind of takes away from the momentum and the flow of the match or the game or whatever they're reviewing. And Stoll is one of those guys, I think, just wants to keep going. And the other thing I noticed, speaking of Stoll, a lot of times the crowd will start heading for the door. And during that heavyweight match, there was nobody leaving the other night. I mean, you still had 13,000 sitting there at the end of his match, which I thought was pretty cool.
The storyline early, of course, Wyatt, was Spencer Lee, was the red shirt going to come off? And that's already happened. But now the questions are about Patrick Downey. And I'm curious your perspective of what he would add to the team.
It would be huge. I don't know where Bowman would fit in, but Downey, I was kind of looking at it last night, and we were talking about it. You got Bo Nickel, who always had Sam Brooks' number, but I think he would be in a top five, you know. And that, would that help enough to overcome Oklahoma or? Ohio State or Penn State, I'm not sure. But, you know, you've got a lot of those guys coming back for next year, and that would be huge.
Yeah, it would be huge. And it was great to see a good crowd,
too. I think he'll
add
a lot to it tomorrow or for this year, if, in fact, he does come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, a great atmosphere. And that was, I think, the best part about it, to have, you know, 13,000-plus again, you know, raising Cane at Carver-Hawkeye Arena was cool.
Well, there is a text here, 8008 wanted to ask Wyatt how much the home crowd figured into the result.
With Spencer Lee leading off the way he does, as an opposing coach, I'd be tempted to flip a coin and take my chances at starting someplace else, just because I think it really adds momentum to it. I really do. You know, all it takes is one match. If that crowd gets into one match, you know, that's an automatic 6-point swing, if not more, depending on which match it is. But I really do think that's huge, and especially with Spencer Lee leading the pack.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's talk some high school action here, Wyatt. And we start off with last Saturday. Right here in town, not far away, over at the annual Jayhawk, and Fort Dodge came away with the team championship over Dubuque Hempstead, and then it was pretty close after that. But That was just kind of in the background behind Thompson Teske 2. And I think we should have Thompson Teske 3 now.
Well, wouldn't that be a blast? And I don't know if you've seen a lot of those interviews and talking to them. And actually, I had talked to a little bit of both of them. But people had always asked me if one of them would duck the other. Those kids didn't get to where they're at by ducking competition. And they're going to take on anything regardless. Talking a little bit to Brody after the match, he said, all it'll do is make me better. He said, neither one of us want to lose, but it will make us better. And that's just about says it all for them, too. They're just two class kids.
Very much so, and it was great to see them go at it. What was the atmosphere like for that one at the Jayhawk?
Well, you could tell everybody in the whole place was watching that match. And, you know, I don't necessarily care for overtime matches, but when that come down to overtime, I'm thinking, oh, cool, this is great to have this kind of a match go into overtime. And then when they got done, which I had never seen before, and I know it's probably happened, but to get a standing ovation for those two kids after the match, I thought that was pretty good.
The only Metro champ belonged to Jefferson, and that was Braxton Bolden, who's kind of a newcomer on the scene, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And to be honest with you, I didn't know anything about him. I don't know if they pulled his red shirt or what they did, but that was a little pun.
I know.
But I'll tell you, he really looked good.
He's the eighth seed.
Yeah. Well, you know, without wrestling a match, what do you do with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of the seating, they tweak it a little bit, but most of it is done off of track wrestling. And so when you don't have any matches, it's tough to seed somebody like that.
Yeah, very much so. And how dominating was Fort Dodge, in your opinion?
Fort Dodge is really dominating. You know, they had five champions. Did they have two or three runner-ups? You know, you get seven or eight in the finals, half your team in the finals. They're tough to beat, and they're tough to beat even in a duel when you have that many kids. They're upper weights. I think they got another kid back. In Lick, so and he'll get better as he gets more matches, but they're I really think they're solid enough now to contend between them and Southeast Polk.
Several other good tournaments over the weekend, Wyatt, and the Geneseo Invitational. Prairie and Kennedy really had good meets.
Yes, they did. Of course, I always like that Ben Saracen. You know, he's always a fun one for me to watch because I get to watch him a lot over the summertime. But, you know, did Kennedy finish fourth, I think? I'll tell you, they've been improving a lot this year. They're really impressive. Prairie finishing second with do they have a couple champions? DeGroote and Wernermark, and then you had Braswell in the finals as well. Prairie and Kennedy over, and that's a tough tournament over there at Geneseo, and to have them come in second and fourth is pretty good for them.
Yeah, New Lenox was the champion over there, but they're a powerhouse over there in the Chicago suburbs anyway, and so a very good weekend for them. And then City High won down in Centerville, dominated pretty much against a field of, you know, not bad, but some smaller schools anyway. But still, you got to wrestle, and City High did a good job down there.
Yes, they did. And, you know, they got a nice, good duel coming up this Thursday with Kennedy. And like some of these other tournaments, they may be down a little bit, but they had, that was still a solid tournament. Creston is always a solid team, and I think they finished fourth. Centerville, I think, was the runner-up down there. They got some pretty good individuals, maybe not a whole team of them, but the Centerville is not a bad team either. So City High to come away with a win like that is good for their program down there.
Several of these tournaments, you see a lot of Illinois teams, some Missouri teams coming across the borders to compete. What have you seen out of the wrestlers from, say, Illinois?
I see a lot of those guys in the summertime. I'm pretty good friends with the one of the directors of USA Wrestling over there, and they work real hard all summer long with those kids. I don't know how many kids they have out and come to these tournaments, but their depth over in Illinois across the board is just outstanding. When they host the Dream Team Classic, which I've been involved with for the last 20 years, you can take their if they don't get their top 52-pounder, they can take their runner-up or their second-best kid and throw him in there, and he's just about as good. Their depth is real, real good over there in Illinois. I don't know if it's population or the programs that they run. And then, of course, you got Montini Catholic that won the Cheesehead and actually won the Clash up in Rochester. From word I have, they can contend for the national title and probably beat Blair Academy out of New Jersey. So Illinois is really, really good.
Speaking of really, really good, I think you're going to have a new, fresh set of rankings coming out this week. But in your last one, you had Fort Dodge at number one, and I would imagine that after watching them on Saturday, you're not going to drop them any.
probably not. Southeast Polk has a couple of, and you hate to say weaker weights because the kids are still ranked. They're just not ranked as high as the Fort Dodge kids. But they have more of a team. Effort out of Southeast Polk, just not the number one kids. And like Fort Dodge this weekend, when you got four or five kids heading for the finals, it's tough to beat them. And actually, those two have been neck and neck all year long, you know, with just a couple of points when we figure it out.
Could you see Prairie or Kennedy move in, or one of them anyway, or maybe two of them into the top 10?
Oh, I could see him moving into the top 10, to overcome them, and then you have Hempstead as well in there. You know, they got, you know, speaking of Hempstead, Joe Pins at 26, ranked second in the state, but can't make the finals just because you got Teske and Thompson in there. You know, it's kind of ironic, I guess. But and then you got Glenwood over there too, with a couple of kids, but that, CIML is pretty loaded. You know, I don't know if, those top three or four teams, will change too much.
There's the college front, Iowa and Ohio State this weekend, very tough test for Iowa. What about the high school front? What's coming up?
This coming weekend, of course, you have your ever popular Ed Winger Classic over in Urbandale. Which has kind of gone, there's a lot of 3A teams in there this year, very few 2A teams. So it's going to be a solid tournament. And then, of course, you have the Bob Looters over in Clinton, which I followed the last couple of years and kind of gone through. And that is actually just about as strong as the Ed Winger, except for the fact you have a lot of Wisconsin and Illinois teams that people aren't real familiar with. And so people don't know how strong that is, but it is really strong.
Yeah, and a very, very good tournament. Both of those,
yes,
very, very prestigious tournaments over there. And you mentioned probably the top duel coming up this week is Kennedy and City High. Wash is going to be over there. It's a triangular as well, but I think a lot of people are looking at Kennedy and City High.
Yes, they are. I'm interested in that as well. Just because it's Kennedy and City High, I think that division is probably Well, Kennedy's wrestled pretty well, so you know, you never know how those toss-up matches will go.
Nope, you don't. And we had what Denver and New Hampton went at it, didn't they, in the past week or so?
Yes, they did, Denver come away with that. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season fares. From what I understand, rumor has it that New Hampton lost one of their top-ranked kids, and maybe for the year. So that is going to really, really hurt those New Hampton as far as come state time.
Believe it or not, a week from Saturday will be conference meets.
Yes. We were just talking about that, you know, and probably 90 or 95% of the tournaments, conference tournaments, are held that weekend. And, you know, we're only 2 weeks away from the postseason already, or 3. And it's like, man, the season, come October, you think it's a long year. And then you hit your Christmas break and then you're on the downhill side already. It's gone fast.
It's also called 1 week closer to spring, Wyatt.
And I know how much you like getting the shovel out.
Yeah, not.
Very much so.
Yeah, I actually hit Kyle up about shoveling my sidewalk this morning before he came to work, but of course that didn't happen.
Oh, Kyle, come on, man. Help a guy out. Help a guy out. All right. Hey, Wyatt, appreciate it. We'll work on Kyle. And
you do that.
We'll talk in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about some conference wrestling and look forward to districts, believe it or not.
Yeah, isn't that? It's just crazy how fast this season has gone. And I believe this coming weekend, you got that Ohio State week on Sunday.
Yep.
It will be... I'm sure everybody else is pretty anxious to see Spencer Lee and Tomasello go at it, and I hope they do. So it'll be a fun one. And see where Iowa sits, see if Patrick Downey comes out, and see what the whole team field looks like.
Yeah, should be fun. Hey, Wyatt, always appreciate it. Thank you. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Wyatt Schultz, check him out. And his rankings out, they will come out, I believe, coming up on Thursday at The Predicament. And always does a great job with us. We're going to take a break, come back. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win some Rough Riders tickets to see their game coming up against Team USA this Friday night. And should be a great, great night out at the stable. Team USA and the Rough Riders Small Business Appreciation Night this Friday night. Puck drops at 7:05. They'll also be in town coming up on Saturday. 319-366-1600, the phone number. We'll take caller number 6. Kyle will get your information. We'll come back, let you know who our winner is after this.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You know what happened on 9/11.
19 men attacked our country. The 12 of you will be the first to fight back.
Now discover the untold story of what happened next.
If we take that city, then we cripple Bin Laden.
From the producer of Black Hawk Down.
Our boys are going to ride into battle on horseback.
Let's roll, boys. Let's roll.
No reinforcements. No extraction. We're on our own.
I'll follow you anywhere.
I ain't losing one man on this team.
12 Strong. In theaters Thursday. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent.
The bag sale is back. Bring in your reusable Menards bag or pick one up for 98 cents and save 15% on anything you can fit inside the bag. No matter how you stack it, no matter how you pack it, save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag now at Menards. Pack your bag with doorknobs, paint, groceries, any item that fits in the bag. Hurry in. Sale ends January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's always more fun to be with friends as you cheer on your favorite team. Whether attending the game, watching at a bar, or hosting a party, it's very important to know that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Before choosing to drink, choose your team's MVP, a sober designated driver. Avoid the unsportsmanlike conduct of driving drunk by handing off your key so that you, your passengers, and everyone on the road can be safe. Your team victory will only be worth celebrating if you and your friends make it home. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Congratulations going out to Chris in Center Point. He picks up the tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Team USA. We got a tweet about that particular game, which will make it even more interesting on Friday.
52-32, reminding us that also Drew DeRitter, Riders goalie from last season, will be in the net for Team USA.
Very good. About that. Very good. Always a good opportunity to see the Rough Riders and to cheer on Team USA as well. There are only winners on Friday night of this week at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena.
You think Mark Carlson would say that?
Well, he wants to win. Mark wants to win. I know that, but you know, you can't root against USA, can you? Maybe that should be our poll question coming up this week. We have a poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway that to tell you about for today.
Pretty straightforward. Who wins tonight, Drake or Northern Iowa? That brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and can be found at kgymradio.com in addition to our local programming, which our Scott Udash is very much involved in.
Tonight at Jefferson, Davenport Central will be in town to take on the Jayhawks, and boys basketball will have it at 7:30 coming up for you tonight on KGYM. And then that'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5, by the way. South Gym, 106.3 FM. We'll have Benton Community at Clear Creek Amana, boys. Speaking of Clear Creek Amana, reports all over the internet that young Bowlers has been offered by Iowa State. Only a freshman. He's a basketball/football guy, but he's going to be a football player
actually,
in college.
Actually acknowledged that on his Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it's just another little thing.
This guy is too modest to post it on his Twitter feed, but our friend Michael Loss had a very nice award recently.
Yeah, just announced today. He has been named the Sports Writer of the Year in the state of Iowa by the, what organization is that, Mark? The National Media. I closed down my Twitter, so I apologize for that. I should have kept it open for one more minute, but... I'm sure you can find it in the next minute before we set sail here today. I know that Keith Murphy of WHO-TV was the sportscaster of the year. Now, this is not everybody's in this organization, but it doesn't take away from it any. The national sportscaster of the year was Kevin Harlan, who you can hear on Westwood One. He'll be calling the Super Bowl coming up at that time. Did you find it yet?
Yes, it's the NSMA. That is the National Sports Media Association Hall of Fame. Inductions will be in June.
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
They'll have that every year. So congratulations to Mike, and well-deserved honor for Mike. Does a great job writing for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and we're lucky to have him here in the state of Iowa and in Cedar Rapids.
Jack Ebling, I think, has been on the show or Todd's show.
He won in Michigan.
He won in Michigan. Yeah. Very deserving there.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll talk to you tonight at Jefferson, and stay tuned. The Todd Problem Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming up next on KGYM. Have a great Tuesday night.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan.